Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims. Welcome to the fourth episode of Bedtime Stories with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we tell you today's story, we just wanted to share with you some of the answers that we got from the last episode. We want to say thank you to Malak and Jenna for sending in their answers. Let's listen to their answers together.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi, my name is Jenna. I'm 9 years old. I'm from Australia, Melbourne. Okay, so the answers for episode three is number one, Mecca. Number two, Muhammad al-Amin. Number three, they believed the Prophet Muhammad in everything, and the Prophet Muhammad never ever lied. And bye, and I can't wait for episode four. Bye bye.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah. I am Malak from Australia, Melbourne, and I'm 11 years old. Here are the answers to episode three. Okay. He was called Al-Amin from the Meccans. Question two. Al-Amin, because he was trusted by everyone, and I thought it would be Al-Sadiq. Answer three. What did the people use to give Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They gave him their property because they trusted him a lot. Thank you.
Make sure to stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear this episode's questions so you can send us your answers and we can share it next time, inshallah. For today's story, we will show you how humble and kind the Prophet Muhammad SAW was. The person telling you the story today is our very own Sara. Let's learn about the character of the most perfect role model together.
Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiled, beloved of Allah. Muhammad the brave.
Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims. Today's story is called The Lost Boy is Found. Zayd is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gift from Khadija, his wife, to help him with his work and tasks. Zayd was living comfortably and happily in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Khadija and loved them very much. On the other hand, his family was worried about him. They didn't know where their son was. They were searching for him everywhere and asking everyone about him. One day, some strangers came to Mecca. These strangers were from Zayd's tribe. While visiting the Kaaba, they saw Zayd. They recognized him and came back and told his family about him. His parents were very happy to find him as soon as they learned about him. His father came to Mecca with his uncle. He learned about his presence in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then went there and found him. "I have heard my son was with you. Let me give you anything you want and send him with me," he said. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Who is your son?" "Zayd," said his father. "He is my son," Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded. "In that case, let us call Zayd here and ask him where he would like to stay. If he prefers to go with you, I wouldn't ask you to give me anything. Take him with you. But if he prefers to be with us, then leave him here." Zayd's father accepted his offer. They called Zayd. Muhammad asked Zayd, "Do you know these gentlemen?" "Yes," said Zayd, "I know them." "Who are they?" asked Muhammad. Zayd answered, "This is my father and that's my uncle." Upon this answer, Muhammad continued, "You know me, you know how much I love you, and they are your father and uncle. You can stay with me, or you can go with them. You are free in this matter." Zayd said, "I would like to stay with you. You are as dear to me as my father and uncle. I cannot stay separate from you." At this answer, his father was surprised. Afterwards, Zayd turned to his father and said, "My dear father, I have seen so many good deeds done by him that I cannot exchange him with anyone in the world. I love you very much, but please, father, let me stay with him." After hearing this answer from Zayd, his father thought that his son should stay where he was happy. He agreed to leave him there. They would also be able to come and visit whenever they wished. Zayd had told his father that he wanted to stay with Muhammad, and his father let him. When Zayd's father and uncle were getting ready to leave, leaving Zayd behind, Muhammad held Zayd's hand. He looked at him lovingly. Together, they walked towards the central square of Mecca. He lifted Zayd's hand and said to the crowd around, "Let everyone hear that from now on, Zayd is my son. My property is his and his property is mine. He is my son." With this announcement, Muhammad told the people that he adopted Zayd as a son. What a great joy it was for Zayd to be his son. Zayd's father, who was there, looked in amazement at Zayd and Muhammad. He had never seen his son so happy. He was not feeling sad or worried anymore and felt completely satisfied when he returned and told his wife. Zayd's mother was also happy about Zayd and felt at peace that she could visit him whenever she missed. Now he was Zayd, the son of Muhammad. People accepted him in this way. Zayd's joy and happiness spread all around from generation to generation. This story was told and retold and was never forgotten. This story doesn't mean that we can choose our own parents and families, but this story shows us how kind and caring the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was.
Jazakallah khair for telling us today's story, Sada. Now, little Muslims, I have a few questions for you. Question number one, who was Zayd? And question number two, why did Zayd want to stay with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You can send us your answers to +61 437 437 533 through WhatsApp. All you have to do is record your voice telling us your name, age, where you're from, and the answers to these questions. If you get them correct, your answers will be added to the next episode. Assalamu alaikum for now, and see you next time. Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah. Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles.